Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on the road so long, I forgot what kind of cars I got. I rap so much, I forgot what kind of bars I got. Rose in the concrete, rose to the top. Son of a gun, raised by a Glock. Georgia power was off, I was raised in the dark. I don't know if it fazed me or not, no telling. If I didn't turn 15, I wouldn't have been a felon. I bout it, I vouch for violence in my section. If you don't shoot or get shot at, you ain't go through adolescence. You ain't go through all the pressure. You ain't get all of your blessings. What you know about not being able to re-up going through the pressure? What you doing about aggression? What you know about confession? If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing.
Crunch numbers with Dutch heads, seven figures in Bughead. I get dough to us enough bread, money talk to us enough said. It was Toon Poon, Baby Amp, and Big U stand for upset. I can tell you where the plug is. He over there with my cousin. Say I'm under the influence. I was downstairs where the drugs at. 40 cal, 50 cal. Even my mama told a pistol now. They call on that Crenshaw. Only thing we need is a missing child. You already know what this about. I shouldn't be right around with this amount. Cause I can take a bit with this amount. And take a whole trip with this amount. I look like a lick, act like I'm rich, talk like a whip, walk like a brick, fly like a blimp, right over the public. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. Crunching numbers with Doug's head, seven figures in
bucket. Yo, MLG, we back, baby. Madden 16 release discussion. It's just me in the booth right now. I know everybody out there doing their thing. It's kind of early. You know what I'm saying? Everybody at work or laughing. Everyone can listen to this shit later. But, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people out there laughing. I can't remember anticipation this high for a game in a minute. A lot of it got to do with MLG. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I probably wouldn't even play this game if I wasn't in MLG because playing in the lobby fucking sucks. Let's see, we got 912 probably just listening in, but let me say this first. We cranking this shit up for Madden 16, man. I know a lot of people have played the game already, but let's just keep it real. We going big for Madden, for MLG in particular. We got the YouTube page coming up. We got the Daddy Leagues page coming up. We got Twitter. We got a whole creative team to try to push the brand a little bit more, man. So everybody that's been with us, man, this shit finna take off. We probably, you know what I'm saying, it's nice to start up a league, not to have to go recruit nobody. We got a full league. We got a good cast. We probably got the most competitive sim league in the country, no lie, with the best infrastructure. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start doing YouTube videos to hype the league. We're going to start doing YouTube videos. I'm going to start working on some shit to tie into the Spice University series to where we can tie in some real-life NFL schemes to Madden 16. We're going to tie them in with the NFL game Rewind site. We're about to get the subscription for this year. It's going to show the All-22 for every NFL team. So we put money into this thing. We're getting it going. We all put money into this game. Let's just be real. Everyone went out and bought this game. All the complaints we got about it, everybody still copped this shit. Let me see who's on the line, though. Who is 912? Is that UEA?
No, it's Cody.
What's up, bro?
Not much, man. I was just listening.
Did you hear what I was saying about the league?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on since it started. I heard everything.
Yeah, you got anything else to say about that?
Nah, man. Hopefully we can get this brand going, man. That's what I was stressing to everyone. Is that if we can get these YouTube stuff going, we can it'll help pay for all the other extra curricular stuff that we're doing MLG wise. It'll help pay for the Daddy League site every year, and you know the radio show if we're going to get the premium shit on that. It'll help pay for just different random stuff that, you know, us as admin and other people have been paying for the past few years now since we had MLG up.
Yeah, we pay for those that don't know, Cody, he been copping that. Daddy leagues cost money. I mean, time. YouTube videos take time even.
Blog talk
costs money. Blog talk costs money. We've been paying for that. The Game Rewind subscription, all that shit, man. So if we can start making some money off this, we can do tournaments, prizes, all that different shit.
Yeah, exactly. If we once we have like cash flow like that, we can start hosting tournaments with prize money based on how much money we, you know, our yearly fees plus how much we make off of it. We can use that extra to run some good tourneys for sure.
Yeah, man.
So, what do you think about the game?
It's gonna be
so
a
far?
Good look this year. I wanted to get into some callers, see who's actually played the game, man. Cause
I played two games right now. Yeah, I played two games right now.
What do you think about it so far?
I think user control, like, I think they ramped up user control in almost every aspect of the game a lot. Like, one thing I don't see being very active is user controlling the D-line anymore, because that shit's, like, near impossible, I think, now. Like, you can click on them after they release, but it's almost impossible to, like, do what Brad was doing last year. Getting through, but yeah, man, like, I like it, dude. Like, I like more user control. I think it's gonna separate good users from bad users, because you can't go for a spectacular catch every fucking rip. If you do, you're gonna get burnt from it. Like, they're gonna come in and pop it out, and you're gonna get a tip drill interception. Like, I got three. I intercepted three tip drill interceptions on TM last night, because I guess he was going for that spectacular catch or some shit. So I would just come in, pop it out, and then intercept it with another guy that was in the area.
But also, while I'm not too concerned with the aggressive catch shit, is because quarterbacks can't really throw accurate deep. You know what I'm saying? So if you throw three of those, two might go out of bounds, one of them might get tipped. So it's kind of risk
QB accuracy is a big deal.
Yeah, but it's also realistic, because, you know, if you got Calvin Johnson out there, I mean, in real life, you wouldn't want to play him one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly.
Stafford has a big arm, so he's able to actually put the ball out there. Now, if you had
he's going to overthrow it a couple times, though.
Yeah, like if you had Nick Foles or something like that, deep accuracy is low across the board. So I've seen a lot
of
times,
highest is like Aaron Rodgers at like 80.
Yeah, so if you try to pass lead up and tap and throw a deep ball, half those are going to go out of bounds anyway. So I'm not really worried about that. But as far as the user control goes, what I really like about it is two of the staples in football that didn't work last year. Well, actually, the drag is the big thing, because that didn't work last year, because your momentum would carry you to
the sideline,
defender,
yeah,
or out of bounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can actually throw a drag. Yeah, you can throw a drag and get a feel, which I really like. But also, one of the biggest things about this game that I like that a lot of people aren't talking about is the swing. So, you know, in real football, you throw that swing route and he gets a feel. You used to have to throw a wheel just so he wouldn't run out of bounds. You would throw the regular like stock swing route. You would throw that, and he would carry out of bounds, or he would run in. You know what I'm saying, into the sideline. But on this year, you can throw the swing route, and you can actually control when he catches the ball to get right up field. So I think those are two really big things that I'm looking forward to.
I'm really digging the three different types of catching you can use. It's going to make everyone have to use or catch more now. You know what I mean? Like, last year's game, you didn't really have to use or catch, but you still, last year people would undercut routes so they could use or catch. But this year, like, you kind of need to use or catch to make sure that you're doing the right thing for the right situation.
I like the precision pass, the touch pass, the lob pass, and the bullet pass. I don't like the pass lead up and down, because those get different animations. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the idea, when you throw a curl to Calvin Johnson, Like, you're not thinking, I'm going to throw a high curl. Like, you're trying to get him open. And it's like,
yeah.
I kind of feel like the pass leading up and down was already very glitchy last year. So for it to be a specific trigger this year, I feel like that's going to lead to a lot of bullshit. I see someone threw a curl against me and held L2 to aim it down, and my defender flew up just like they did last year when you had the shoestring hitches and the pedicure hitches and all that bullshit. And so
yeah.
The defender flies up inside and he just went around. I don't like that, but I feel like that's something we're going to need to keep an eye on.
I do like that they took it off of the same stick that moves the quarterback, though, because that would really fuck up your, like, you would accidentally be like moving with your quarterback while trying to throw, so it'd be like a throw on the run pass, and it would kind of fuck you up in the pass maddens. But there's
two more things. I don't see, they said that they were gonna have the back shoulder fade. I haven't seen it. The animation is not a back shoulder fade. It is just a pass that you try to aggressive catch. It's not a back shoulder fade. But also, what I do like about the aggressive catches is more so realistic in real life for tight ends up the seam. You know what I'm saying? Like Jimmy Graham, he kills with that. Yeah, so like if you have Jimmy Graham and you run him on an inside seam versus zone and you pass and you hold L1 and aggressive catch, he's going to get a lot of those, but he should because he does that in real life. So
yeah, I think it's going to
be a lot more realistic inside the numbers.
I was laughing at last night with Jimmy Graham. I was laughing at to see if they fixed the inside seam with like a dominant tight end like him or Gronk, because realistically they should be able to get that shit in zone a lot of the times, and now they can. So that's pretty dope. One like maintenance thing I wanted to talk about was we need to look up who's got the best blocking out of any receiver on the game, and that's going to be the cutoff limit for you boosting up your wide receiver's blocking. I think that's where
you
should have the cutoff limit. Whoever's the best blocker on the game, either it be like Brandon LaFell, Riley Cooper, someone. I don't know who's the best blocker on the game as a wide receiver, but that's going to be the max limit that you're going to be able to boost your wide receivers blocking up to.
All right, I'm gonna tell you right now who it is.
We don't need everyone.
Yeah, we don't need that. But also, if we do, you got to be aware that if we do that, we got to do corner block shit as well. Because if we do, those were the two most exploitive things last year. So the highest receiver block is Michael Floyd with 67.
Okay.
And the highest corner block shed is, let's see, Southward with 63.
Make sure he's like a safety, isn't he, or did he switch to cornerback?
They moved him to corner.
He was a safety last year. That's why his numbers are a little higher. But so we need to write those numbers down. So you said 68 and 73?
63 for the block shed for the corners.
Oh, 63, my bad.
For the block shed and for the receivers with the run block, it was 68?
Yeah, 68. Can you write those down?
63, okay. 63 and 67.
Can you write those down or post them in chat or something? Because I'm not at my computer right now. But, we need to – because that's going to be added to the rules for sure, because we only know motherfuckers out there with 99 blocking at their wide receivers.
You know what I noticed, man, looking at these depth charts?
T.Y. Hilton
is
with 99
trend.
Blocking. Yeah.
Yeah, a new trend in the NFL, though, is a lot of teams are moving corners to safety.
We need to look at that. I noticed that, too.
You notice that, like Corey Graham and
they're trying to go off that the Seahawks blueprint. They're trying to get everybody's trying to get big at corner, you know. So they're putting those like bigger, lengthier safeties that have some speed to them. They're moving them down the corner,
moving corners to safety, and it's the same logic. It's just that you're trying to play man coverage. You're trying to play man coverage and. And match up. Who did that?
Exactly.
When I went to Falcons camp, they had a ex-corner out of Purdue playing safety.
Yeah.
He's not going to start, but
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Another team had Corey Graham. Corey Graham at safety. He used to play on the nickel. So a lot of teams are starting to do that shit. So we need to look at what the speed threshold is for doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, let me see. We got one more caller. Hold on.
All right.
908, what's cracking?
That sounds like.
You.
That sounds like New Orleans? No, what is that? No,
we got 908 and 203. New Orleans is 504, man. This, I think that one of
yeah,
these is EA.
I'm tripping. My bad.
Yo,
DM.
Christian here. What's up, dude?
Oh, it's Christian.
Guys.
What's up? Hey, Christian, where do you live, bro?
I live in Connecticut.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Are you 908?
I don't know anybody to live there.
No, I'm 203.
Okay, who's 908?
It's Dame, yo, Damien.
Oh, Damien Moore.
What's up, bro?
Good, man.
Hey, y'all tell us what y'all think about the game so far.
Hey, I love this shit, man.
Wait, is that DM?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yo, what up? Yo, me and DM had some games last night.
Who won?
So what y'all think so far? Go ahead, DM.
Christian won the last one by last minute score, 40 seconds left on the clock.
That was a good game.
I had the Cowboys. He had the Texas. I'm playing
Damn, you
on
lost
DM
to the
right
Cowboys?
Now. Yeah, man, fucking Dez is dropping every aggressive catch I threw to him.
Hold up, we got another caller. Hold up.
I've been on the road so long, I forgot what kind of cars I got. I rap so much, I forgot what kind of balls.
B-Dot, what's up, baby?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, King?
Who that?
And we got two. We got T Blair. We got B Dot.
B
Dot had a seed, man. We got to congrats the boy.
Congrats, little boys.
I appreciate that, family.
I wish you any more. You ain't about to get no sleep, man.
I'm already knowing, bro. I'm dead tired right now. I just had to call in so I can listen to what y'all saying, man. I ain't even got too much energy to even talk.
I feel it, man.
I'm on the phone right now, man. I'm picking my girl up from work.
Oh, we got EA on the horn. EA went to pick his girl up, huh? Hey, I know T Blair on the phone because I hear them some cop sirens in the background. What's up with y'all, man? Y'all called in. What y'all got to say about the game?
I'm loving it, man. I'm discovering some supposed elite quarterbacks, not really elite, man, like Russell Wilson. This bastard here is missing wide open drags, you know, with his feet set, bro. Throwing the ball, you know, 5 yards away from the receiver. So,
thank God they got it right, because he's not an elite quarterback. He's just a hell of an athlete. That's what I'm looking forward to. I heard you guys talking about how the feet have to be set, right?
His ratings are good,
quarterback,
though.
Bro.
It's weird.
His ratings are good, though, but, I mean, like, he's missing, bro. I mean, I'm talking about, just motion drags, bro. He was wide open, and he's throwing it, you know, way ahead of the receiver. He's throwing it behind the guy, bro. I mean, I'm not scared. I'm setting the pocket. He's just throwing bad passes. But, you know, if you got a guy that's great on the run, you know, Cam Newton, you know, a guy like Russell, he throws better passes when he's running, like running with the ball in his hand. He makes better accurate throws when he's running instead of being set in the pocket. So, you know, guys like that can kind of change the scheme up. You know, you're going to be, you know, doing a lot of rollouts and stuff like that with a guy that has a higher accuracy rating, you know, for throwing the run. So, you know, there's, you know, your schemes should be based around that. So, like, if you get a guy like Gino, you know, he's not a good set in the pocket quarterback, but he might be a better quarterback if you're, you know, doing a lot of throwing and run type throws.
Basically, the same
trick
is that far in the back.
So, good pick. Damn.
Hey, EA, what you think about the game, bro?
EA ain't on here, bro. He ain't on this
Yo,
shit.
What up?
No, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I'm right here.
Oh, all right, cool. My bad.
I'm driving, man.
EA had to go. EA had to go pick his girl up. He's
yeah,
probably in the car now.
Oh, six.
I'm right here. I'm driving.
What do you think about the game?
It's
all right, man. You gotta get used to it. It's like the other one.
Yo,
it's way different though. B-Dot, like if you haven't played it, like they added. I compare it to like I think more of like a Madden 12 or 11 when they had the precision passing.
Oh, okay.
Remember you had to actually think like before you passed the ball.
Right.
It's like that. Like you got different kind of passes. Like. T. Blair was talking about you can overthrow drags. You'll do that if you throw the wrong kind of pass. You got to throw the right kind of pass, and you got to, you know what I'm saying, when you throw it to the receiver has to have the right animation. You can control all that shit. So it's like they added a lot of different shit that you got to think about, which makes it a little bit better.
I think this game
is going to separate a lot of people. Because last year I feel like everybody could be on a scale of 1 to 10, at worst, the game was so easy. Everybody was at worst a 7, and everybody was, like,
yep,
in between that 7 and 10 range. This year, I feel like it's going to stretch out a lot more, man.
Yep.
There's just so much, like, people that can't do multiple things at one time are going to have trouble, dude. Like, there's so much shit you got to do at the same time.
How's the running game?
Oh, man.
It's hard unless you
I'm getting a run game now, man. Like I've been on this little skills trainer, man, and like you gotta like go play skills trainer, and it'll put you on game on, you know, how you should be approaching the runner. I mean, I know for a fact you shouldn't touch turbo at all. Like you, I wouldn't
not
touch
at
turbo
all, dude,
whatsoever until you are already, you know, going where you need to go. Otherwise, it's gonna completely mess up, you know, how things
so that's
supposed to work
that's
out.
Realistic. That's realistic.
Yeah.
It's real. Hey,
B-Dot,
the run game this year is like as realistic as I've seen, because they brought the two back run game is back, bro. Like remember last year the fullbacks would just go in the middle of nowhere, and fucking jack off, and go eat some popcorn and not block anybody.
Yeah,
like, this year,
the popcorn.
Yeah, like the two back run game is back. The fullbacks actually block, and you can run inside now. You don't just. It's not like you're playing Pac-Man and just running in the walls and
yeah,
trying to find and dodge and weave. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I saw, the inside
run game is back, and the outside run game is still good, but it's not completely overpowered. So a lot of people are going to be running a lot of two-back, I-form, strong shit like the good old days.
One thing I don't like, though, is that your running back, if he runs in the back of somebody, he'll automatically do a spin move.
Yeah,
put you like,
yeah. Ooh.
Did you notice that?
If he does, it's not going to be like he ran into a brick wall and he's just going to stop.
It,
you know what I'm saying?
It is better, but sometimes it throws you like way the fuck out of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
like,
it helped me yesterday in a kickoff return because I ran into somebody and it pushed me off and I just took it all the way to the house. Cause
kickoff returns are back too.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh yes. Like if you got vision, bro, cause, like because things are slower. If you got good vision, you can make a crucial cutback, man, and get nothing but green.
That nigga look like James Cole grandfather.
Hey, I stay with the jokes.
Hey, so y'all like this shit for the most part, huh?
I'm loving it, man.
And they got a white patch. You saw a white patch.
So it's a clear thing that it's better than the last one.
Oh yeah, I think by far. I mean, there are some potential game breaking bugs in the game, man. Like
FTB, man.
Yeah, what's good, King?
FTB.
Yes, sir. What's good, King?
Nah, that's B-Dot talking.
Yeah, that's B-Dot. But nah,
yeah, he was.
Hey, real quick,
did y'all see
CB's last battle?
CB sounds smart.
Nah.
If you white, don't watch it.
Hey, I watched it. B-Dot, I already watched it, bro. I watched it like the day it came out.
Bill, discretion advised.
But Cody, you got thick skin, bro. And you my boy.
What? That shit is incredible, bro.
Hey, Ron.
What's up?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to die against Daylight, bro. He's too good.
Get the fuck out of it.
Did you see him versus Iron Solomon?
Nah, I heard he lost bad.
No, sir. His second round is the best round I ever heard in my life.
Hey, he sucks.
He got hella defeat and
over the head. Like, hey, man, you gonna kill him. I think he's overrated.
Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to talk about battle rap and shit. I just had to tell Ron how nervous I am about this battle coming up.
I'm trying to figure out if this is sarcasm or not.
No, he's serious.
He really got daylight, dog. Hey, DM, did you see that battle that he had against that dude Strick?
No, I ain't see the last one.
Oh, we ain't even posted that shit in the group. What the fuck?
Hey, no. Don't post that shit in the group, man. You're going to have these white boys hating me.
Hey, send me the link, though.
Nigga, that shit is incredible. Hey, B-Dot's round is one of the best rounds I've ever heard in my life.
Yo, B-Dot, that's funny, though.
You're going to have somebody like Brian Keese ready to kill me, bro. Don't post that shit, bro. Don't post that shit.
But people got to see that shit. That shit hard. But,
hey, go, Jerry.
Hey, I need to keep it 100, like the white boy said. I'm going to keep it 100 real with y'all. Hey, we only got a half hour show. We got like 2 minutes left. What y'all got to say?
Hey, man, I'm ready for the league to start this draft, man. I think it's a mad season.
Hey, T. Blair, you had a head start on everyone, bro. I don't want to see you coming out the gate taking L's, bro.
Well, I ain't taking no L's, man. You gotta worry about that. It's my words.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, man, either you're good at Madden or you're not. You know, so people who are not good are going to still struggle. People who are good, are going to get it.
One thing we got to talk about is, are we going to wait to start the league so we can use the later rosters, like, before we draft? Or are we going to just go with day one rosters?
I don't care about the rosters. I care about the patch.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to get the patch regardless. But the thing is that if you make the league now, you won't get the later rosters, but you'll get all the patches. But if you make the league now, you'll just get the rosters that are available now. But if we make it like a couple of days before the draft, they'll have a roster update by then.
But see, it don't matter because the first week of regular season is like September 13th, and they're not gonna update shit until then.
I'm back. I'm ready to talk, man.
Hey, we got a minute left, y'all. We only got a minute left. What y'all got to say, bro?
I want to lab with somebody right now.
Who's that?
E-Dub.
I got you. Let's go.
Who went last?
Y'all post that stream, man.
That's wrong. Yeah. Hey, EA, I'm going to send you an invite, bro.
Hi.
Anybody else got anything?
Nah, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm good.
We gonna re-upgrade the blog talk back to an hour, hour and a half, whatever y'all want, but... Y'all got me all the way fucked up if y'all thought I was going to be paying in the off-season. Fuck that. So, we're going to get this shit back on track.
No, next video.
Yeah, I ain't paying for month, but off months. Shit. Hey, Cody, we gonna keep him up to date on the draft date and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Draft date. We're
going to let y'all know when we get the blog. Yeah, we will get the blog talk back up to like an hour, hour and a half. We're going to let y'all know that too.
Yeah, September 6th at noon.
All right, cool. We out, bro.
All right.
All right.